boys, we're live. Welcome to this live conference of Boys Club featuring many illustrious guest boys. Dave Nico.
Hello.
Jenna Scott.
Hi.
Bobe Kim.
I'm Asian.
Noah Sprague.
Hi.
Quite a diverse crowd here of cool gamers and a gamer girl that doesn't know anything about gaming. All right, and also a live studio audience. Wow, they actually said something. Whoa. That's a first.
Crazy.
We're not crazy.
All right. We're still alive, right?
There we go. So, what do you boys know about E3, today's topic?
Very little. I know that Sony wasn't there at all, and people were crazy about that.
Wow. Well, they shouldn't be. Jenna, what do you know about E3?
Literally nothing.
What does E3 stand for? Words starting with E. Yes. Any three words starting with E in the world. Ooh, that can go together. It ends with Expo. I'll give you that much. Mm-hmm. Entertainment is the second word. What's the first one?
Everything.
Bobe, is that correct? Everything Entertainment Expo is what Jenna Scott's guess. Is that correct?
Give that a no. Red X.
Give that a no. Red no. What is E3?
Well, I know Entertainment Expo is the second two words.
What's the first word? What's it?
I mean, that would make sense.
It's electronic.
That is correct.
I did it.
All right, way to go.
Do I get a
no applause from the audience, so you've lost. Oh. All right.
Where's my freaking cookie, guys?
All right, so does anybody want to start with anything in particular at E3 that are passionate about? And so that way, more ranting.
I want to say something. Bobe, E3 this year was just breathtaking, you know?
It really was. Is that a Keanu Reeves meme?
Reference?
Oh, yes. No.
That is a Keanu Reeves meme?
Oh, okay. There's some Keanu Reeves!
Very good. David, what do you know about Cyberpunk 2077?
Nothing.
Okay, so it's a tactical RPG, Jenna.
Okay.
Where it's set in the future world of whack stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, people like cybernetics and people like being crooks.
Define whack stuff.
Whack stuff. Praying mantis, like sword arms.
Pretty whack.
Lasers, not lasers, just binoculars. A lot of guns.
Lasers.
And a lot of classism. Oh, yeah. People are really into classism.
Okay.
There's a chance that you can
like
have
today.
Sex with Keanu Reeves.
They set up in the...
Well, he's a fake boy. Did you hear about the gameplay demo? You haven't seen the game? Well, you haven't seen it. Well, you have to see people talk about it, because it's not going to be released for another 2 months.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the first one that was released.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The second one. Yeah, Keanu Reeves is in your head. Handsome Jack style. Ooh. Entity is Keanu Reeves.
Yo.
I mean,
yeah, Handsome Jack is from Borderlands, David, as you know.
No. Oh, wait, why are you so intent on having sex with Keanu?
Because this game is supposed to give me the freedom that I need, and...
What sort of skill tree do you need to seduce Keanu Reeves? Let's just go into that real
skill
quick.
Skill tree. Let's see. You need to be really good at hacking.
That's not okay.
Break the system.
You need to, let's see. Keanu Reeves needs a USB port for different reasons.
Well, he's cyber, so he doesn't have one.
Well, so, okay, well, he could
okay,
be
so that's
like
two
server.
Fronts where your skill trees are morally wrong, which I guess is the way to go in Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Drop my teeth.
Good job.
Okay, let's keep going with the Xbox conference since we started off with Cyberpunk 2077. It opened with a really awesome look at... Sorry, I only remember the Billie Eilish... Gears 5 video.
They made a
Gears 5 video.
Oh.
About freaking just like, hey, it's the main character, but she's edgy now because she's had a haunted past. Because of Gears 5. Is anybody into Gears of War at all?
Ripperoni.
Some audience in the it's not good, right? Yeah,
like
it's a third person over the shoulder shooter where you're like a big macho dude. Okay. Just imagine like Eli Nicholas, but like. Twice the size of
the world.
Eli's the biggest guy we know, right? Is that wrong?
You're not wrong.
He's basically, everybody's just like the size of like the Avengers Hulk, just a lot of baby fat and muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Odd sentence.
Not really wise.
Yeah, it's not too odd.
Yeah, well, that's Gears of War. It's just a bunch of...
Okay, yeah. They announced a very cool sort of misdirection in the Forza Horizon show-off that I'd like to discuss. Mm-hmm. Oh. Are you aware of the Forza Horizon showcases every year, David?
I'm not. No.
Okay, so basically every year, imagine like a really awesome, cool stage, and boom, there's a car there. A really expensive car that nobody at Microsoft can like own. Besides the CEO.
Except the CEO.
Yeah, except for
That's
Bill Gates.
That's the CEO's car.
Just Bill Gates' personal sort of lineup of just like, hey, here's like a Chevy, but it's like sleek and $100,000.
It's like...
I'm kidding, it's $500,000, but...
I have a question. How did they get that one skin from Fortnite to be at E3?
Walt?
What's your joke there? Oh, Keanu Reeves again. Okay, we were past that. Thanks for making me dig through that.
I'm glad that I didn't understand that joke.
That's oh my god, I'm completely thrown off. But yeah, basically they brought out a car. It looked really cool. It was like a sleek Corvette, but it was made entirely of Legos because the new Forza Horizon DLC is just Lego all the time. Everything is awesome. Party.
Why?
Rhymes. Why? I already said time, so. Yeah. Why?
Why?
Because Legos are the best thing ever.
Legos are pretty sick.
Legos are the best games.
Yeah. I mean, they made a Bugatti out of Legos that worked, so why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did work. As in, people thought it was a real Bugatti for like 1 second.
Oh my god. That's really funny.
Yeah.
3 miles an hour.
Okay, I remember what they started out. They started out with Outer Worlds. Has anybody played Fallout New Vegas in the audience crowd?
Yeah.
David! Wait, David, what do you think of Fallout New Vegas?
It's a good game. It's definitely the best Fallout game.
Yeah? Are you excited for Obsidian Entertainment's next video game, The Outer Wilds?
I'm not.
The Outer Worlds, actually. I got that wrong immediately. The Outer Worlds is basically, hey, we have a budget now, and we're done with Fallout games, so we're going to make a good role-playing game.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the whole thing there.
But is it actually good?
It's very...
I mean...
New Vegas is very good, and they really care about, choices.
Okay.
Like, Jenna, what's the most dangerous choice you've made today?
Today?
Today. Yes. Was it eating McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dangerous choice.
You can eat
imagine
McDonald's.
If...
high in
you,
the low of my day.
Well, after you get that meal from your contender, you just shoot them in the face. And then you get, two negative karma for that. Because, that's all human life is worth in the outer world.
Only two?
That's basically the Fallout Force.
I mean, if that's all it takes, I can start thinking about getting rid of some people.
David, do you disagree? I saw a head nod.
Don't kill me.
No. I'm just curious about what the setting is.
David, are you an evil RP?
I'm not.
Are you an evil RP? Are you a villain?
No.
You know,
what are you,
David's a villain.
What's your karma ranking? Are you good or are you evil? Are you neutral?
I don't know. I haven't checked it recently.
It's not a bar. It's who you are on the inside, in your game, Fallout New Vegas. What kind of man are you,
David?
I'm pretty good.
David, open up your inventory. What's your karma right now?
I feel like
what is in David's Fallout really New Vegas?
I genuinely wonder what David's karma is in real life. It's a good question.
What's everybody's karma? Guess. What's your karma right now?
I feel like it's really bad, but I also feel like
it's
I
probably
try
good,
to
though.
Be good.
Yeah.
I try to be good, but it's probably backfiring as we speak.
I mean, the way to hell is laid with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think yours is, Bobe?
Mine? Let's see. Thank you, good citizen.
For those at home, the audience said dishonorable.
Yes, and the audience said dishonorable. I agree.
with what?
Okay, Noah, karma ranking, go.
Strong neutral. Strong, right dead center.
I believe
okay,
that.
So
I believe
cowardly.
True.
Oh, yeah. No!
David.
Harrison,
let's go back to you. You have to still think
that.
About
Harrison,
it.
What about your karma?
Not so good.
I think I'm pretty neutral.
Pretty neutral?
I make a lot of good decisions in public and a lot of...
Well, you just...
so publicly,
in the audience.
You're pretty good, but
you're
God's eyes, you're
in
dishonorable.
God's eyes.
You're not wrong.
We don't want to talk about our relationship.
Then a trailer for Ori the Blind Forest.
The wraith
Forest.
Inside
oh,
of you says David, the wraith inside
oh,
of you says
frick
shame.
Dog, oh, here it comes. A fantastic trailer for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. What do you
is
think?
Is this a
I
game?
Don't know much about that.
You don't know much about this game? Do you like Star Wars?
I do like Star Wars.
What's the best Star Wars you've seen?
The best movie?
Yeah.
Just in
Last
general?
Jedi?
No.
No? It's not that one?
Harrison.
It's not that one?
It's definitely not that one.
It's definitely not.
I'm a classic.
That's pretty definitive.
Classic episode 5 kind of guy.
Oh, you're a classic episode?
Ooh. Yeah.
2 kind of guy?
No.
I mean, that's the 5th movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Harrison, is this a good time to mention that I don't really like Star Wars?
That's a perfect time to mention
perfect.
It. Because Star Wars is pretty bland to me, besides Star Wars Rebels.
Well, tell us about
Wait, have you seen the Clone Wars? Wait
okay.
a second. Have you seen the TV show Star Wars The Clone Wars?
Yeah, Rebels is better than Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. At me. DJ/M, at me.
Whoa, I'm adding you right now, sir.
I thought you were pulling out your phone for a hot second. I was like, alright.
Yeah. Jenna, what do you think of Star Wars? What don't you like about it? Is it goofy? Is it boring?
It's too hyped up.
It's too hyped.
It's overhyped.
It's overhyped.
Overhyped. Yeah. Overhyped. That's true.
Oversaturation type overhype? Is there just
no,
too much of it?
No, that's literally
everybody
every,
talks about it, and literally my whole family is
comic
Star
book
Wars,
movie.
And I'm like...
Like, if there's a Logan, everybody loses their crap. It's like, oh, finally, a good one. And it's and for a bland superhero alter thing. Logan isn't bland. What am I talking about? It's fine.
For those of us who don't know, tell us about this game, Hanson.
tell us about this game. Jedi Fallen Order is from the Titans of EA.
Yeah.
They made Titanfall.
Oh, man, they're so good.
Audience, laugh.
Since when did you become a god of the studio audience?
I wouldn't say it's a god just shouting and them listening. People do not listen to God when he shouts, because he doesn't. At Good Omens, very good series.
Oh, my stepdad's been watching that. He says it's really good.
Yeah, that's because it is good. No, I just said that.
Okay.
Okay, Jedi Fallen Order is a third-person action platformer brawl-em-up mm-hmm. in the vein of Force Unleashed, where you just slash people with lightsabers, and it's pretty fun. But it has a good actor. The Joker from Gotham plays the main sort of guy, Cade. His name is Cade. It's not Cade. It's Cade. It's Cal. His name is Cal. That's definitive.
I thought you said Cal for a minute, like the animal.
His name is Cal Kestis, yes. Thank you, Garrett, from the audience. Yeah, and you have a fun little droid buddy that's super good and precious. And then the rest of the game is fun platforming and slashing stormtroopers and forcing
Can you, like, stop time to an extent? Or, like,
you can just hold people, Kylo Ren style.
Yeah.
Like, which, by the way, Force Awakens is the best Star Wars movie at me. At
I saw that. That was pretty good.
We'll have this discussion
best
later.
Best dialogue. No, let's have a discussion right now. Force Awakens has the best dialogue of any blockbuster.
I won't argue with that. I feel like that's some pretty good dialogue.
Harry, I got a question. What's your opinion on Rogue One? Real question.
It's very good when it doesn't do too much war stuff. When it doesn't do, like, heist stuff, because it wants to do the war stuff more, and they don't do it enough.
Okay. Because I can understand.
The best fight sequence in most of Star Wars is, like, that one sort of, like, you know, one sort of Jedi planet just sort of scuffle. Just, and, like, the little Dave Warwick, like, little goblin gnom, just blasting people and throwing grenades. And then he comes out with his staff, Daniel Wu, the legend.
The main thing I appreciated about that whole movie was, like, Solo showed the bounty hunter side of everything, but, like, Rogue One actually showed what war was like. Instead of just focusing on Jedi going around, it showed what it was
like. Yeah, also, there was less lightsabers.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Clone Wars.
And like, the Darth Vader cameo was garbage.
Clone Wars still was focusing on Jedi.
No, Rogue do you want to know why lightsabers are the worst thing that happened to Star Wars?
Overpowered.
No.
Not?
Yes, actually, that's not far off. Okay, so basically how it works, like, people remember when Darth Vader gets a guy up on the ceiling, slashes his, like, side off where he gets cut in half or something. Mm-hmm. That's all well and good. But what I remember of the Darth Vader cameo is he swings the lightsaber and three people just go, and then fall down.
That's fair.
Because that's the choreography that they do, except for in Force Awakens, which has the best choreography.
That's fair.
Last Jedi has some good choreography as well.
I thought the fight with the Praetorian Guard in The Last Jedi was well done.
It was very good.
Oh, I thought it was very beautiful.
Yeah. Laser whips are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of laser whips, let's whip to this next, the actual best Star Wars game to be released next year. Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga.
Oh,
films in the Star Wars canon to be represented. In some primo Lego figs.
That's amazing.
I'm going to get major flashbacks.
Yeah. What's the last Lego game you played, David Nicholas?
I played the Lego The Clone Wars for the Wii.
That's a very good one.
That's good.
That's fair.
That's a very good one. Noah Sprague, what's your last Lego game?
I think
you played one of the Lego Marvels, correct?
No. Sorry.
Lego Marvels are so freaking primo. Best MCU games.
I've heard so many good things about it. No, so good. The last game that
main inspiration for Earth 813, the next hit role-playing podcast. Nice.
The last game I really remember playing was Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga for the PlayStation 3.
The PlayStation 3.
It's been a long time.
Oldie, 2008, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Jenna, have you played with Legos?
When the PS3 first came out.
Like video games or like actual Legos?
Like actual Legos. Yeah, I don't think you've played the video
games. Actual Legos.
This is your brand. Yeah, what Legos have you played with? What have you made?
That's a very good question. I haven't played with them in a long time.
Oh, wow. That's very sad. I'm sorry to hear
that. Since I was like 6.
Okay. What thing would you make with a Lego right now? What's your imagination telling you?
Tiny car.
Tiny car?
Aww.
That fits right into... We already talked about Forza Horizon, didn't we? Yeah. That would have been a really good segue.
This is badly,
I was hoping Jenna would say make
okay,
this
I say
right now.
Badly,
just
but
make the little theater. With
badly isn't wrong,
though.
That'd
be so cute.
Yeah.
Can I do that? Harry, what would you do if I built this scene right now? If I took a bunch of pictures and built this?
Do it.
I'd say you'd wasted your time.
Okay.
A super big reveal from Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
A purchasing of a brand new illustrious studio, Double Fine Productions. The producers of Brutal Legend.
Oh!
Psychonauts.
Jack Black, the video game.
And a new trailer for Psychonauts 2. Yeah, Psychonauts 2 is a very good platformer. It's a classic platformer. Do you play platformers, David?
I have before, not anymore.
Okay, so Lizzie was at Pops. That's great. That's fine. That's good. Shout out to Lizzie Lake. We also have a big reveal for Phantasy Star Online 2 coming to the West, which is a big anime thing, huge role-playing online RPG that's finally come over to us Westerners.
It's an anime thing.
Wait.
It's
an anime
thing. You must love that then, Harrison.
I do. I really do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, which one, Harrison?
They're scantily clad enough. Really? What? Phantasy Star Online 2.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Bobei's pretending that he knows it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very impressed with how he's pulling it off.
Okay, Harry, I've had this question for a while. I think I should ask you. So, with the Luminary from Dragon Quest getting announced for X-Men, is Dragon Quest available in the West at all? Or is it... Okay.
There's like...
Because I know that it's not nearly
There's like
popular.
Three of them in like on like Switch.
Because it's like not nearly as popular.
And PS4.
Here, it's
PlayStation has most of the exclusives.
In Japan, from what I've heard.
Spoiler alert.
Which is why everybody keeps saying, ho's mad.
Tales of Arise. There's a lot more anime games in the Xbox conference. Tales of Arise. But there's also something I'd like to definitely discuss. Elden Ring. Have people seen the trailer for this? Yeah. Are you aware from software?
That? I don't know what it is.
So Elden Ring is the joint between Miyazaki?
Yes.
Miyazaki and George R.R. Martin. To create a fantasy world. Create a fantasy world for a video game from Software.
Oh my God.
Where you ride horses and stab people.
Dude, that sounds like
really? Yeah.
Indeed.
Like it sounds like a typical Tuesday.
That's accurate.
Can the audience retake the Holy Land in that game?
Yo, Boba and I gonna go on a crusade.
I just remembered there's another Japanese role-playing online game called Crossfire X, which is just like a war game.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a terrible trailer where a guy... So basically, my favorite parts where there's just this bearded guy with sunglasses that's like, you know, kind of lazy, but like in the military, like that kind of look. Lizzie Lake has just arrived on
Lizzie
the scene.
She's here.
And she's here.
Whoa.
Sorry, I took your spot, Lizzie.
No problem.
Sorry, I was a puff, and I figured we'd be back.
All right, so Lizzie Lake's been partying and just joined the chat. So please welcome guest boy Lizzie Lake.
Hey. Lizzie Lake is in the chat.
Lizzie Lake, do you know what E3 means?
No.
Video games.
Okay.
It's video games aplenty. So Lizzie Lake, I've heard you've gamed once in your life. Is that true?
It's
a little embarrassing.
Qualify once, meaning like I've played.
You've held a controller and you've interacted with a video game.
Definitely more than once.
Definitely more than once?
Definitely.
Dude, what are your games, bruh?
I've played League of Legends like 5 times with the same character.
Oh, you played it more than Matt. Games. I think I remember you saying that last step.
I'm really bad, so.
Wait, what character?
Hey,
what happens when you play it?
Hey,
five
it's just
times.
Bad people playing League of Legends, so that's fine. She's one of those. I mean, they're not playing actually. They're just clicking.
Those yeah, pretty much.
That wasn't already. I've played like random games on. At least Joe Switch.
Trash
name. Really? Joe Switch? What's a random game you remember?
Super Smash Bros. Or just like random little.
That ties in pretty well to the thing we're going to cover right at the end of the podcast.
Ooh, yes. Exciting.
All right, so a few more things from the Xbox conference. So basically, Crossfire, we're talking about this Japanese RPG that's coming over to the West through Xbox, through the Xbox console. Project Scarlet. Did you get any of that, Lizzie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Japan is a country.
I thought that was a gaming. Like,
I thought it was a publisher. I thought they just owned Sony and Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay, Japanese.
Okay, so basically, it's a great cinematic trailer where a guy gets his whole office blasted. It's like, do you know a lazy military guy with just like a beard and sunglasses and like a baseball cap?
Yeah, okay.
But he's like, war's got to me. I gotta command my troops. And the great thing is, his office gets blasted in slow motion, and his one move is raises his hand and then slams his hand on the desk as his entire office falls apart.
That's
so yeah,
a power move right
if that's
there.
Not military, I don't know what is. And then basically, he does like the move, like move forward, like up water, because like underwater, he makes this like gesture to like fight against the enemy, even though all his men are drowning and dying. And that's about as melodramatic as. Western that's, military can be.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that.
So, yeah, I just love that sort of anecdote. But let's move on to a better conference that I personally think, Bethesda.
Ooh,
that's when you cheer drunkenly.
Ooh.
Because like Bethesda's conference. But here's the thing about Bethesda.
That was already drunk.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah. Because Bethesda is known for just cheering and one person shouting because they get their entire audience wasted before the conference starts. So that way they'll cheer.
It's a good mark.
Sounds like a good time.
I mean, it works. So.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Me at a college recital. We're like, all right, you guys will love my music.
Well, they announced a lot of cool stuff. A big game they announced was from the main people who brought you Evil Within and the first Resident Evil, Ghostwire Tokyo. A fantastic trailer.
Oh,
Sounds fancy.
Who's seen the trailer? Show of hands.
I don't know anything you're talking about. Right.
Okay, so that's Bobe. And a lot of the audience. Fantastic. So Ghostwire Tokyo, basically Tokyo gets raptured by ghouls, and now everybody's a ghost, and you gotta hunt the ghosts. Real good. Ooh. But there's a conspiracy.
Wait, so we're talking Ghostbusters.
So this is, this is Japanese Danny Phantom.
We're talking,
Ghostbusters Bethesda.
We're talking Scene Someone Season 2.
Yo! I support that. It's a long story.
It's a good trailer. They talked about it a lot. Also, Deathloop, a really good, like, 70s style from the people who brought you Dishonored. It's like a big theme, Lizzie Lake, a big theme of video games in E3 and coming is a time loop. Are you aware of a time loop? You die, you start the day over again.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Majora's
but this one.
Mask.
Yeah. And this one, it's a straight up death loop and not a time loop.
It's a walk.
Right?
Isn't that just restarting?
Wait.
If you.
Yeah. But it's the same day over and over again.
Oh, so.
Yes.
So it's still sort of a time loop.
It is a time loop. It's the same day, Noah.
Okay.
That's
but
what the time loop
then
is.
Then why did you have to specify death loop?
No, happy death day.
Yeah.
Because the thing, the game is called death loop. I was goofing.
Oh. I thought you were trying to specify that it was different from a time loop. I'm like, aren't they the same
time? I mean, nobody lasts
through
all
that. Tomorrow bullcrap? Die repeat?
Yeah. But also, there's a really cool game during the Xbox conference called 12 Minutes that was really intense and I shouldn't bring up in a fun podcast. It was a very good trailer. And Edit Point. Okay, so we're moving on with Bethesda's conference.
Okay.
They had a trailer for freaking Fallout 76 is getting an actual video game elements. So NPCs are coming in and people drunkenly cheered.
You mean Fallout 76 is actually
Jenna, that was a very good drunken cheer.
Are
you telling me it's actually going to beta instead of the alpha that it was released?
No, yeah, it's finally going beta. It's finally having a battle royale.
I forgot about that.
And then they didn't shut up about Doom Eternal.
Oh.
Doom Eternal is very good. For the entire audience, they released canvas bags for the entire audience under everybody's seat to make up for Fallout 76 fiasco. And then it turns out it was actually a plastic bag. So yeah, everyone was really upset about that, and I lied about that because it was a good bit and nobody got the joke, except for you boys at home. That's Bethesda's conference. Doom Eternal is going to be the best game in a long time.
I can't wait for that.
Let's blast heaven to hell. Next conference, may I introduce Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Who are we talking first?
So yes, Terminator is going to be in Ghost Recon Breakpoint because Predator was in the last Ghost Recon game. Who cares?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will I understand anything in this podcast?
You will.
That's the joke.
I mean,
Lizzie's
I explained to you what Japan
you
was.
And me,
yeah.
Lizzie.
I don't understand anything.
Wait, Lizzie.
You and me, Lizzie.
Lizzie, I explained to you what Japan was. Correct. Okay, that's a lot. That's going to be a lot of it.
I think that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know for
Japan.
All you need
to know.
Japan.
All
right.
Yes.
We'll get to the Japan part soon.
As long as you know Japan is a country that exists in the world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll understand a lot of this, yes.
So here we go.
Japan is my favorite county.
What a goof.
So Ubisoft proudly announced, after many leaks, Watch Dogs Legion.
Oh, yeah.
Because Watch Dogs 2 is one of my favorite sort of situations.
Heck yeah.
Because Watch Dogs Legions is based in the UK, London, where you can play as any NPC at all. Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the starring shows is Helen, an old elderly woman that is a retired assassin that blasts people in broad daylight and is a hacker. It's beautiful.
I will buy a PS4 and get Watch Dogs Legions specifically to play that game.
Have you played Watch Dogs before, David?
I have. I've played Watch Dogs.
Can you explain the game right now?
Not really.
Those would be uninitiated. Okay. Watch Dogs is a third-person open-world game about just sort of going against sort of security. So it's basically in a world where CTOS is just like a big security thing that invades privacy. So you got to hack them back and hack other people to stop them. It's real good. And Legion's really good. Watch Dogs Legion is going to be really good because the sort of creative director of the game just came out. Just like, hey, listen, Brexit is going to be really bad. This is what it's going to be like with Brexit. And it's really good because the Watch Dogs are like the only games to like take political stances. And I think, like, that's a pretty good thing to do, because Brexit isn't very good.
Yeah. I think I remember in one of the trailers they were talking about, they started planning out that they were going to do it in London before Brexit was even announced, so then once they did that, they're like, all right, we incorporating this.
No, yeah, it's a very big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a huge deal.
What are some of the improvements in the new game?
Why do I feel like...
Some of the improvements? There's better graphics.
Oh, actually.
A really cool setting, London setting. You can play as any NPC. Everybody has an origin story and, like, a good character backstory. Because Watch Dogs 2 did characters better than any open world game, I'm pretty sure. Because, like, Wedge and Marcus, my lovely boys.
Yeah.
And Horatio, may he be missed.
Also permadeath.
Josh, an actual, like, good representation of an autistic character, which hasn't been done in about 100 years.
Ever.
So that's good.
Permadeath is going to be fun.
For your boy.
We have a permadeath in that game. It's going to be interesting.
Permadeath is going to be
great. Garrett was telling me how he was bummed about that because he can't just screw around and kill people anymore.
Yeah, we can't hold down gunshots anymore,
character.
Garrett.
Every NPC has a role now, like infiltrator, hacker.
And if you kill any of the people, their friends and family will know that you killed them. And then
you have to lay a lot of people to rest.
God.
So you actually have to be careful. It's just, they're trying to make it as realistic as possible of what would happen if you killed a civilian of London. People would be pissed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So yeah, very good stakes
Welcome
in a video game
UK.
And a very good political stance. Watch Dogs is a fantastic series.
Oh yeah.
And I have no jokes for that. Moving on.
I don't need Mr. philosophy.
We have talk about jokes. We have a hit comedy series from the people who brought you It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Mythic Quest, Raven stuff. It's a web series that's probably going to be fine.
Yeah. Probably.
Ubisoft really likes doing video stuff that's like Assassin's Creed. Okay, the Assassin's Creed movie was really good. David, thoughts? Assassin's Creed's the film starring Michael Fassbender.
Magneto?
Michael Fassbender, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was making sure.
He's done other things like...
So I think I've played Assassin's Creed.
Really?
Whoa!
What'd you think?
Whoa.
Hey!
Did you kill anybody immediately?
I don't remember.
Are you?
A long time ago.
Have you sullied
if
your
I
hands?
If I want to play a video game, though, Assassin's Creed would be like one of the
historical stuff. Yeah, very good historical fiction. Assassin's Creed series. France was very pretty in it.
Oh yeah, I'm playing.
And also,
they're using the model
like
from. They're using the model.
Oh yeah, and also
Notre
Assassin's
Dame.
Creed saved the Notre Dame since it is now currently Notre Dame.
Somebody forgot their That's what happens when you forget your French lessons.
Noah, shut up.
The Pope has a Duolingo account.
Do you know, they're actually thinking of a bunch of different ideas to reconstruct the spire, and one of the ideas is to have a pool on the roof.
What?
And somebody was like, I mean, it would prevent another fire.
I mean, it wouldn't, but...
Yeah, like, that's one of their ideas. Either that or, like,
I mean, if it's on fire, I might as well flood it.
You're automatically safe.
If you are submerged in water, you cannot die.
Okay, I'm excited now.
Okay.
I remembered an Earth 813 joke that's going to happen.
Ooh.
Mm.
I like.
When are we starting now? That's a good
next
question.
Week.
Next week?
17th,
wait, 17th, that's right.
I hope so.
I'm not going to be here next
starts
week.
Starts in the winter,
so.
Right?
Everybody's just like... Also, I don't know what my work schedule is like, so...
Season 2 starts in winter, right?
Right.
Yeah. I probably have work on Monday. Maybe. What?
Season 2, winter... Around there?
Yeah, season 2, Vancouver, Canada, is going to star Noah Sprague, Scott Pilgrim, everybody. Earth 813 season 2, premiering in the winter of 2019.
Got that Michael Cera energy popping off over here.
It will not premiere.
I mean, Noah would be perfect for Scott.
Oh my god, it's Caden
Hunt's girl.
And Sylvia.
Hunt's girl.
Yeah. By the way, I realized that your full name is Rose Killadragonza. That's Disney's sort of bar of just
That's,
creativity.
Yeah, you should be so proud.
I'm
hunting. I'm gonna bet
Wait,
money.
Who is
Jake Long?
Matt's
character is Dane Whitman, Black Knight.
Black Knight.
Okay.
African American Knight.
Okay.
I remembered that.
Sorry for that Earth 813 sort of bizzo. Premiering at the end of July for those at home and those in the audience. So yeah, keep up with that.
45-second ad.
A lot more Tom Clancy stuff. The best Ubisoft announcement? Tom Clancy's Elite Squad, the hit mobile game, starring the best of Tom Clancy's franchise.
Ooh.
Wanderer guy from Recon.
Nice.
SWAT guys from Rainbow Six.
Nice.
More SWAT guys from Recon.
Nice.
And Sam Fisher.
Oh, hell yeah.
From Splinter Cell.
Oh, yeah.
Did they... I'm trying to remember. What was the thing about quarantine? Didn't they show that
in E3? Rainbow Six Siege Quarantine. I don't know why they're making it a separate
game. It's like a three-player co-op game.
Yeah, because that's a big thing, is three-player co-op. Battletoads was in Microsoft's thing. I didn't want to talk about it because it's bad.
Okay.
I feel like they should just make it
Gears of War had a three-player.
Then
Gears of War has an escape thing. Hey, three players are just the trifecta. It's very important.
Trifecta.
Trifecta.
Oh. I know what you're talking about. Sorry, I spaced out for a minute there.
Inside jokes. And also, the biggest reveal of all.
Who added Connor Dunn?
The Division's getting DLC.
Ooh,
Roll of Champions is a game that had a very bad trailer. And of course, may I introduce Gods and Monsters from the hit people that brought you Assassin's Creed Odyssey, the best Assassin's Creed game. Gods and Monsters, a super cool Breath of the Wild style open world exploring game where I can go around the ruins, slay monsters and all that stuff.
That sounds fun.
So it's like Monster Hunter.
Yeah, it's like that, except they didn't show it off at all. They had one trailer, and then they had just a whole listicle on their website, and
listicle?
That's it. That's all they show.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Hey, what can you do in Gods and Monsters? Whoa, statues. Whoa, grass. Get a load of this.
Are you telling me that doesn't excite you greatly?
Yes.
Grass is probably the best thing to announce for a game.
It's not, though.
Grass.
That's very true.
It is.
No, no.
If you have some realistically rendered
grass.
Yes,
I am, David. I'm disappointed that we have to go to an ad break real quickly. Welcome back to Boys Club. After that illustrious advertisement, I'm here with guest boys Dave Nico, Jenna Scott, Bobe Kim, Noah Sprague, Lizzie Lake. The roster's grown a bit. I'm kind of trying to keep track. It's a big show for the biggest conference of all time, Square Enix.
Ooh.
It was a terrible small conference in a crappy indie theater that showed off a lot of things poorly. But what it didn't show off poorly was Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yes!
Yes!
So excited.
Do you know what Final Fantasy means, Lizzie?
I don't think I've known what anything you guys think.
See,
Lizzie, the thing about Final Fantasy is...
London is a city in the UK.
I got that.
Okay.
Final Fantasy is an oxymoron, because they definitely don't know the meaning of final.
Yeah, they don't.
It's like, they're on what?
They're on like their 17th
game. Noah, I'm going to need you to come down here. Jenna, I want your best guess at what Final Fantasy might mean as a video game.
As a video game?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's anime. Okay. Does that help?
Yeah.
I mean, Japan. Just describe it.
Japan. No, Japan. But Midgard. So basically, Final Fantasy VII Remake is a remake for the game Final Fantasy VII.
Wow.
Did you get that, Lizzie?
No.
Do you know what a remake is?
Yes.
Do you know what a game is?
Can I say no?
A video game is an interactive piece of digital media.
Okay.
Is it technically art?
You press a button and then something happens on the screen. Is it a jump? Is it a kick?
Whoa.
Or is it a slash?
Whoa.
So yeah, Final Fantasy VII stars Cloud Strife, a blonde anime boy with a big sword. We're talking big sword.
All right. Like probably how big? From here to there.
Yeah.
It's like Noah if he was a sword.
Noah if he was a sword.
Yeah. Except bigger.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but Final Fantasy VII is the first good one on the PlayStation, right? That's the first one
it's the first one that came over, basically.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the first good one.
By the way, I know at home it's Final Fantasy III, but nobody listening to the podcast here is going to care. Okay. But yeah, it's a very good video game, has some good slow motion stuff, and really well made. Like, Midgard is just a cool world. That's why people like Final Fantasy VII. It's just pretty cool characters. Like, you got Barrett, which is just a big black man with a...
Gun arm.
But there's a little bit more nuance in 2019 than there was in the 90s. All
right.
So that's
Tifa?
All one good.
Is Tifa in this game?
Yeah, there's Tifa, which is a cool boxing chick. That's really sick. And then there's another sort of
Tifa owns a bar.
Oh.
Eris, I think? Eris is, I don't know. Yeah. I renamed her to be Ariel in my game, so I don't really know. Yeah.
They kept calling her Aerith in Kingdom Hearts, which was really weird.
Aerith is a magic chick that's an ancient deity. Sort of situation. It's a wild game. It's very fun. People are very passionate about it, and they showed it off well, unlike literally everything else they had in this press conference. So then they paraded it off with a terrible trailer for Dying Light 2. It was very bad. Mm-hmm. A few Final Fantasy remakes. A new game from the hit studio that brought to you... It's called Outriders. I'm not going to check.
Nice.
But yeah, it's all well and good. Final Fantasy VIII is coming to the Switch.
Oh, wow.
Not remade, remastered. Do you know what remastered means?
No.
It's HD now. It's like a Blu-ray. It's like what right. they do with. Whoa. It's like what they should do with the freaking Lord of the Rings 4K.
No. It takes energy. They don't do that.
Oh, they took plenty of energy to ruin the New Zealand film industry. And there's a Kingdom Hearts DLC that looks total garbage.
Wait.
Yeah, so basically...
I didn't know about that.
Okay, who here knows Kingdom Hearts? Anyone?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts is a fun enough game. Basically...
So good.
Okay, imagine an anime love story between a young boy, a young island boy and a young island girl, and they get torn apart by the cosmos and destiny. Now, who knows a love story better than Disney? So why not make a really melodramatic, romantic story through the lens of Disney? That's a great idea, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just do anime instead.
Oh. Yeah.
That's Kingdom Hearts. Instead
Final
of doing
Fantasy
just a really focused love story thing that could be really powerful and really melodramatic and good through the lens of Disney, mm-hmm. it's just a parade of just empty Disney shills and just bad anime stuff.
You ride around on a gummy ship.
Hey,
want to
know the best? Want to know what the best part about this new DLC is?
What?
Plays the villains as they monologue and slash people. That's it.
So he just plays villains.
Not at the same time.
Oh, okay. I was
saying. Xehanort mode?
There's a lot more monologuing. Yeah. There's a young Xehanort that looks like a Barbie doll. Because he... Okay, so...
He always looks like a Barbie doll.
So there's like a whole thing... Okay, listen. Do you know Xehanort? Do you know what that means?
No.
No.
I'm not surprised. So Xehanort is an ancient deity that's an ancient evil that was a real old guy and then went back in the past and became young Xehanort. So young Xehanort is going to get the power of the Kingdom Hearts, which is basically the power of all love in the world after they've been sucked up by the Heartless. And then that goes, oh, I got a few people falling asleep. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, this is really off topic. I was just thinking of other video games I've played.
Do it.
Zelda.
Ooh, Zelda. Which one?
That'll come back. God damn it, Noah.
Noah.
What?
Forget it.
Not yet.
Ori and the Blind Forest. I like both of those games. Like,
yeah, that's a very good movie. That's a lovely sort of platformer. Gonna get a sequel. That's very good. Appeared in the Microsoft conference. Didn't really know. Okay.
Isn't Hollow Knight getting a sequel, too?
Yeah, Hollow Knight's getting a sequel, which is in the Nintendo one. Calm down, please.
Oh, I thought that was...
I don't know.
And then Square Enix comes out, and just, it's garbage. It's terrible. And then Marvel's Avengers... The video game.
A-Day.
Have you guys seen it?
A-Day.
A-Day. So basically, A-Day. Marvel's... Are you aware of the Avengers, Lisa Lake?
I am.
All right.
Yay!
Here we go. So yeah. It's a new interpretation that's like fine.
You heard my hot take.
So yeah.
Avengers last.
You did.
Last
episode. Well, hot take. Hot take for this one. This game is a less fun Lego Marvel. Surprise, surprise. Because Lego games are the best at, like, hey, what if we did a good Saturday morning cartoon with all the stuff we have? And that's a Lego Marvel game, and it's fantastic.
That's fair.
And pretty funny. But Lego, then comes in...
Lego, like, movies and games are really entertaining.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, freaking the Bizarro movies from Lego Batman? They're not great, but...
exist.
Dude, Bionicle? That's where I was at.
Ooh. Ooh.
Get it at your local public library. That's the only way to watch it.
That's true.
It's the only way to see it.
I'm going to pirate it. I mean, I'm not going to pirate it.
David, what are you hoping from Square Enix's Avengers?
A good game.
Ooh. Listen.
For once.
You maybe will get that. Because, so, Square Enix, of course, published the previous two Ultimate Alliance games that had some pretty solid stories, but terrible voice acting and, like, bland gameplay. And this is not too different.
No.
Wait, no, actually it's the opposite. A really good voice cast. They really paid attention to like the Avengers cast. They got Troy Baker as Hulk and Nolan North as Iron Man, which is good because it's better to not do an RDJ impression like every other animated series on Disney XD. They're awful on Disney XD. Truly atrocious. And then they had Laura Bailey as everybody. Yeah, it's a good cast.
All right.
But is it a good look? Kind of. Bruce Banner looks alright. A lot of people have been making memes about Black Widow looking like Lord Farquaad.
Yes.
It is true.
Because she does.
Let me find the picture for context.
Wait, okay. I want to see this.
Keep going, Harry.
Yeah, just picture it. Just red hair. Like, the rest of everything, the costume's alright. The red hair's fine. Just the face is just...
Also...
A less defined Lord Farquaad.
Oh my god.
Like, Xbox 360 era.
Yeah.
From the Shrek games. There's a Shrek game that he was in.
What is with Iron Man's armor? It looks really odd.
Iron Man was, like, fine, I guess.
Really?
No, I
want
to
see.
Oh, my.
I want to
see.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He does.
Just
she does.
He does.
He does.
She does, yeah. It's well acted, though. Like, Black Widow's, like, the cool straight guy. Because, you know, Yeah. Straight man, I guess. Because, you know, that's just her character. She doesn't have to have any fun. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine that people still write her like that. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
It's fine!
But yeah, basically the big hook of this game is that they open a West Coast facility in San Francisco without Hawkeye. Would anybody like to know, in the comic books, who started the West Coast Avengers?
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Wow.
Because he's cool.
Yeah. By the way, West Coast Avengers, where are they starting? Oh, in the season one of Earth 813? What?
Whoa.
Contemporary? Topical stuff in a podcast?
Hashtag not sponsored.
That's not very boys club, is it? It's kind of a bland story thing, but kind of not, because basically what happens, there's a Terrigen engine that just explodes, and that makes Inhumans. Miss Marvel, spoiler alert, probably. Oh. And then, yeah, kills Captain America. He's dead.
Sucks.
Whoa.
Sad news.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. How Endgame should have been.
Earth 113.
Yeah, and then Tony Stark's just like, shut up. Okay. I have a mullet now.
Are we talking A-Day or Earth A-113?
We're talking A-Day.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
It's going to take 4 years for Captain America to die in Earth A-113. But yeah, the Avengers game has sort of classic sort of 3D action, so sort of gameplay. Like, you smash his Hulk, you blast his Iron Man, and then you just flip as Black Widow. You don't do any flips. They don't let her do anything except for just punch Taskmaster.
Aww.
Master. Taskmaster. Taskmaster. Thanks for the edit, Harrison.
Taskmaster.
Beautiful. Thundering applause.
He's gone.
Of the Square Enix project. Of the Square Enix is bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood.
I cast ad break because it's Final Fantasy. I need material for that. That was a really bad joke. Mm-hmm. And just cut away, Harrison. Just cut away. Just run.
Just run, Harrison.
Lauren, how you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Do you know video games? Does any of this make sense?
No, it really doesn't.
Fantastic.
You brought up Lego, and I
played
Harry Potter.
Ooh. So have I.
That's a primo Lego game.
Harry Potter games, you get, like, the library.
I collected all of the red bricks.
That's accurate.
Frick.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about this. Okay, we're talking about Harry Potter. Get back from the app break.
This is something that
here's
I
a huge
about.
Thing. Yeah, here's a huge thing. Earlier this year, there was a huge, monstrous leak that the creators of Disney Infinity, Avalanche Software, the golden boys of licensed games, like Cars 3,
mm-hmm.
Meet the Robinsons.
I love Meet the Robinsons.
Ooh. Cars 2.
Ooh!
And WALL-E.
Oh,
and of course, Disney Infinity, my favorite game of all time, are making a full-fledged, more than T-rated Harry Potter RPG.
This
was 6 months ago, major gameplay, it's fantastic, based around like the 1930s where you gotta choose your house like as a fourth year, and then you gotta run around and like kill people and like...
No!
Wait, are you serious?
You're not kidding.
Wait, hold on.
This will be the first game that
I've
ever played.
Wait. I think Zola is about to have a heart attack.
It's like, yeah, just look up Avalanche Software, Harry
That's
Potter
insane.
RPG. But yeah, the thing is, yeah, it's pretty wild. There's some crazy stuff they saw, like you got all your spells and stuff. You blew up a door, and then like a wooden stuff like got stuck in a goblin that you're trying to kill, and then he dies. Yeah. And then you blast him, and then you save like a little wisp, and then you go away. And then you see like
wait
a little,
minute.
And then you see like dead. You see the dead things when you see death. It's a funny little horse.
Oh yeah,
you see those running around?
Ron Weasley saying
Destrals.
Destrals, yeah. You see Destrals frolicking in the forest. You see that going around. And yeah, you gotta figure out if you're evil or you're bad, or you gotta make, you know, Horcruxes and stuff. It's gonna be wild.
Yo.
But yeah.
So,
wait. So is it like
it's an open world RPG?
Can you choose to be good?
You gotta create your own character, and then you gotta choose if you're gonna be good or not.
Yo.
This sounds really cool.
Which basically means try to not get in Slytherin or be the best Slytherin.
What if you become the
Harry
next
What if you join Hufflepuff, but then become evil and break everyone's expectations? I am the most evil Hufflepuff.
Oh my god.
I just want better potions with the Ravenclaw class. That's all I want. Because that's what I need. At my first TV show, ABC's, hopefully.
It's
a very exciting
video
game. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
at
awesome.
E3, it didn't show up. Didn't show up at E3.
Do you think they'll show it next
year? I was late for it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
If it gets canceled, I'm...
It was a hardcore leak.
I'm gonna be mad if
it was a hardcore
canceled.
WB leak. Like, after like a week, people stopped taking it down because they're like, it's out. Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Get wrecked.
Yeah, but boy, howdy.
That'll
be the
people. You know
game.
That it's not fake because people were taking it down.
It's not a fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the truth. Mm-hmm. Also, Harry Potter's pretty good.
Yeah, I love Harry Potter.
So good.
Favorite
so
Harry Potter film, go. That's not three. We'll take three out.
Okay, I got you. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
It's kind of mainstream, but all right. Order of the Phoenix. That's a correct answer. Half-Blood Prince. Interesting pick.
I say the same. Half-Blood Prince.
Really?
That's interesting, considering the cinematography is ugly, but okay.
Whoa! Dumbledore.
Okay, I would say
Half-Blood Prince is the ugliest Harry Potter movie.
I would say
yeah.
Dumbledore,
no, yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Fire Circle,
stuff.
God mode.
Also, Hermione, like, when she was mad at Ron, like, she kamikazed, like, 8 birds.
That's true.
That was really intense.
Can I just say, as a
oh, I thought you were saying, like, moral theme. Da, like, da, da, da.
That was a phoenix first, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. That was the firework theme.
Yeah, okay,
that's the twins'
that
theme.
That was the introduction.
Yeah.
Now
they only play half of it.
It's so good. That was really sad.
Hey, Thanos, am I right? That was a meme I made. Jenna, what were you going to say?
As a kid, I absolutely hated Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Hated it.
What?
I don't know why. I refused to watch it.
That's the most well-made blockbuster of all time, though.
The fire scenes, you know how they have, like, series Fear the Fire?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Far better in the, I don't know which one they did it first. I think it was Goblet of Fire.
They had a good fire effect down.
Yeah, that one was cool, and then they just did, like, a projection in the flames later,
Later?
Dummy.
Yeah.
They did do that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, because he was, like, coming out of the coals. Yeah, he was, like, coming out of the coals and, like, the...
Carly returns.
Comes back.
Woo!
Woo!
Comes back. All right, yeah. Boy, really, I'm out in quite an audience. a little nervous. Especially going into the next big press conference. Nintendo! I think it's just Nintendo as a company.
Yeah.
So, to open up, they had a pretty cool Smash Brothers announcing, like, a good solid 5 Dragon Quest heroes. Japan's a big thing. Lizzie Lake, as you know, I've explained this a few times to the podcast.
Japan is the best.
Yeah, they got a lot of games.
State.
But moving on from this Smash announcement that people cared about, it was cool. I watched it and I was like, oh, I guessed it. Whoa, I did it. Got him. But the big boy, I think, was Luigi's Mansion 3. That's a good-looking game.
Bad.
Are you aware of Luigi as a character?
Yes.
Well, are you aware of a mansion?
No.
A mansion is a very big household. Like, a
owned
very big
God
household for rich
like,
people.
Real big.
Eccentric. An eccentric household.
Like, it's like castle.
No, it's a mansion.
It's a mansion? You play Minecraft.
Like a villa.
Yes.
Yeah,
like a villa. Like, imagine a whole, like, tiny villa town in one centralized building. New Orleans mansion. Like a New Orleans house. Yeah. Do you know the number 3?
Yes, I'm aware.
Because
of
this is referring
three.
To the third game, Luigi's Mansion 3.
+1.
So it's in a haunted hotel. You have a bunch of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Dave Nicko, I haven't heard from you in a while. You've been silently waiting to attack.
Yeah.
Is Luigi's Mansion the place to do it?
Have
you played Luigi's Mansion before? GameCube?
I haven't. I've seen GameCube. The thing about Luigi's Mansion, I'm not sure how much there is to expand upon. I feel like in the second one, they did all they could. I don't know how much better.
But this one is a big hotel. You gotta save the whole Mario roster.
Heck yeah.
Excluding Wario, Waluigi. Because it's just Toads.
Leaving out Waluigi again.
That's fine.
Poor guy.
That's fine. It's okay. Have I guys told you about my senior prank that I almost didn't walk because of?
What?
No.
Okay. So.
We need backstory.
Me and Jacob Jones.
Oh,
no. Legend.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We have a few people that know.
It
was a legendary.
Earlier.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Story time.
In public speaking is a very lit classroom. It's pretty wild. We hogtied Ethan Park one time in class. Kenzie Keller taught us to lasso people.
That's beautiful.
It's incredible. In the public speaking room that says, "It depends, West Albany." It's a very lovely hand-painted sign. But but it's W-A, which, as we know, is a titular Waluigi saying, "Wah,
wah,
wah."
Oh,
sorry, I didn't do that.
Wow,
it's an instinct.
Wah.
Okay, so Jones comes back. I go in late one day, and Jones walks in from the library with 10 tiny Waluigis printed out, and we're gonna hide it around the classroom.
Yeah.
The best one we had was we had one on the wall, right there, and then when Mr. Krill pulls down, just yanks down the projector screen. All the while, Luigi in the same place. That was the first one we started with. It went pretty good. And then we gradually got to more. Next time he did about 20. And they were a lot smaller, just Waluigi heads hit around.
Yeah.
You can see, like, the eyes picking out in that. Oh, and then we got a good 33 Waluigis the next time the sub was in. We always did it when there was a sub. So they were in on it. The subs were always in on it. It was good.
Oh, yes.
And so Ethan Park was always to blame.
Nicole told me about that.
Yeah. Nicole was in on it. And she... Nicole was a bit of a MVP in this sort of war. So yeah, I got a lot of hidden ones. I got what I like to call the golden ticket. This is the one place... Because the third round, Crow isn't going to find it for years. I snuck one in a copy of West Side Story. And I also snuck one in one $100 bill, like Waluigi's as a face, instead of one of the ones in Monopoly. So that's what I like to call the golden ticket that will never be found for 100 years. Because nobody gets that much money in Monopoly. Everyone is poor during it.
Actually,
you put Monopoly yesterday?
Yeah.
How much did you win?
No.
How do you win in Monopoly?
You cheat.
You make everybody
file
else
bankruptcy
go
and get taxes.
Capitalism.
And then you buy an entire block and then make bank.
See, what I do is I just buy everything that I can, and I'm really poor for all. Ava's flipping me off in the audience. So I buy everything, and then yeah, Emily probably would have won, but I always beat Ava. It's really funny.
Okay, so you just
I had almost $10,000 by the end of the game, and she was $5 in debt to me.
Wow, got him.
Yeah. Real good, y'all.
But yeah, that's a golden ticket. But then here comes the big boys.
The drama.
Nicole brings in 64 printed out
Waluigi.
Wait, are the color black and white?
Yeah. Color? It's that school printing. They really gypped us out.
After
I started the printing policy, they really gypped us on the whole printing policy.
We got more studio audience members.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, welcome. Nicole prints out 64 printed out Waluigis, and we put them in every single Chromebook.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And I put them all around. And then this is a point where we have to let Crow know. We have to really get him in a tough place. So when he's out of the room, Jones slips in a quick Waluigi under the mouse, so it doesn't work. Ha! And then Mr. Crow just like, what the? And then just throws it down. We got him. We got him good.
Got him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And then I announced that it was me, hoping Jones would come out. Put him in the hard place.
Oh,
either it was me or Jones to take the credit.
Oh, no.
It was rocking a hard place.
Did he do it?
And we all basically just caved in and buckled because we didn't care. It was the last day. We just watched the entire Comeback Kid John Mulaney special that day.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Go John Mulaney.
Yeah, that's really? Public
yeah.
speaking.
I'm impressed.
And it's a party. Yeah.
And what happened?
Crow was like, oh, okay. I was really I was trying to talk to Crow to not letting us walk after it. I thought that would have been that would have been the best joke.
Like, oh my god.
Oh, I was at first I thought that you got in serious trouble.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, so you wanted
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I've gotten in trouble with this school.
He wanted you.
Oh?
No,
Harrison?
Wait.
Are you aware of the printing policy at West Albany High School?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh no. I love this story. Yeah.
Harrison.
Story time with Harrison Cordell.
At the time, I was bringing back to Harry Potter. I was writing a Harry Potter fan fiction, Witchcraft with Wizardry, pilot, with full voice acting from David Lake, Matthew Easdale, Madison Eide. Nobody else can make it. No, Josie Davis, of course. Luckily,
like,
I've heard about this.
Character-wise, Rebecca Kenny was originally supposed to play Hagrid's half giant daughter, with like a little. Like herbivore, cat, plant creature. That was all well and cute. Jesse Davis was playing Madeline Whitwell, which was just a Hufflepuff trying to get into the big leagues.
Did you say Hufflepuff?
I said Hufflepuff.
Sounded like you said Hufflepuff.
Is a good,
yeah, that
a good
works
term
to describe.
For like a first year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Hufflepuff.
And her best. Oh, they're best friends with Hagrid's half giant daughter.
Yeah.
They're best friends in herbivore culture.
Love that.
Yeah, she's trying to be a more popular girl because Gryffindors. Like, the main theme that I realized with Gryffindors is that they start out as, like, little crappy kids, but then they grow into good people. That's, like, James Potter's whole arc.
That's
the arc of Gryffindor, unlike Slytherin, where you just stay evil the whole time.
Literally.
Yeah, that's, like, the weird thing about, like, Gryffindor heroes is that they usually grow into better people. It was a pretty interesting thing to really go into sort of things. Didn't work in Cursed Child. But, yeah.
100%.
You have Colton Byers as Phoenix Fallfeather, as a satyr, as a sort of Native American satyr.
Native American satyr.
Yes.
Interesting.
All right.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Support that.
And then Howard Hamrick, American Squib, that's a join-in because in the Americas, Magic is fully out in the open. And a few other countries like France, they also got it out in the open. UK is one of the main sort of like sanctuaries for wizards. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a squib, you're going to get beat up because you have no protection of a wizard, but you still have the hatred of it. So yeah, that's why a lot of kids have to ship out to Hogwarts. A lot of transfers from all over the place. Because Hogwarts is a little bit less luxurious than it is in the days since it got blown up real bad. Blasted real bad and smashed up by trolls and whatnot. I hated The Cursed Child and they made a better TV show and it's better.
Nice.
So eat it, freaking Broadway. Got him.
Broadway.
But yeah, the printing policy, I was printing out scripts for it. And then Ethan was like, I'll just have two more copies. And that was that was 124 pages. Oh. And that was an issue. And then I had to print out another scene later that day. And they're like, hey, listen, did something not work? It's just like, no, I just printed stuff. It's like, well, you printed 123 pages.
I'm like, correct.
And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm a media kid. I was just like, get the hell out of here. Okay, well, we're going to tell people to do that, but sorry we didn't tell you. But yeah, get lost. And then there's a printing policy. But hey, I didn't print as much like anime, hentai, weird stuff as other kids. That were color prints.
I know
people. It took up a lot of work.
I know people that would print out memes and post them all over the school.
Yeah. I remember when we were at NAMM, some guy printed out a grid of just little Dr. Phil faces and cut them out and put them everywhere.
I mean, Neil, you've told me a printing story, right? If we're talking about printing.
I'm trying to remember. There was one about a girl. It was some meme that I saw a while ago, but it was about a girl who started a printing policy at her school because her computer wasn't working. She kept clicking print over and over and over and ended up printing 60 copies about an essay on saving the trees.
I've actually like printed out way too many pages before, except nothing actually ever printed, and it just shot out like pieces of paper.
And so shot it I got out, like it aggressively. A printer just that would suck.
Speaking of printing, let's print out some cash with the next surefire hits from Nintendo.
Print out some
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Ooh. Yes.
Also based in London.
Lizzie.
Kind of. I don't know. It's fake Britain. Are you aware of the word Pokemon? What does that mean to you?
London's my favorite continent.
Pocket monsters is what it means.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I mean, I know what they are. Yeah.
Have you seen Detective Pikachu?
Nope.
Fantastic.
I need to see Detective Pikachu. I'm
you
sorry.
Really do.
Yeah. I want to go see it.
Lighting game 100.
Have you seen it, Harrison? Is it good?
Yeah. Okay. That's what you give it to Alex Hirsch, baby. David, what do you know about Pokemon?
And then go it's kind of cool. Than
you catch.
Whoa!
You catch pocket monsters.
Whoa! You catch them.
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
Gotta catch them.
Do you breed them?
You can.
You can. Wow, that's upsetting.
Can you fight with them?
Aren't you 12-year-olds in this game where you can breed pocket monsters? Is that okay?
Is Pokemon Go.
Is that morally unjust?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, the parents literally send you out when you're 10 years old to go fight monsters.
I mean, that's
what.
Yeah.
I just love the parents in those games where they're like, all right, Timmy, go out with your little electric mouse and go get beat up by legendary Pokemon.
No, literally, Ash fought a god.
Yeah. He fought a god of Pokemon.
Yes. But yeah, Pokemon. Looks like kind of a dumb game.
Not gonna lie, my mom said, fine. Go out and fight God.
I mean, the dog
does it look good graphically, David? Is that what you're saying to me now?
I think it looks fine.
It's an uggo game.
It's
an uggo cheap game.
That's false.
Which game, yes. Harry?
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield looks cheap.
It looks stinky. Fine.
Shield looks way better.
But the dog has a sword in its mouth.
Shut up. The dog's an actual shield in the shield.
They should have incorporated the sword into the dog as opposed to just having
just
him hold it in his mouth.
Dog's that's Sonic. Like his tooth or something.
This isn't Sonic and the Black Knight. We don't need another...
Speaking of Sonic! Coming to the summer game! Sonic and Mario in the Olympics.
Wait, they're doing another one?
They got skateboarding and waterboarding, and that's all they have. Great, that was a clean edit for those at home.
Nice.
Okay, but yeah, Sonic has some fun stuff, I guess. Mario's more fun. Who cares? Here's the actual announcement. Here comes on the screen a clip from Dark Crystal Age of Resistance. Netflix's original series comes on. Actual clip from the show. Just watching, it's like, oh, there's a crystal here. It's like a little puppet that goes in it. And then it's like a crappy... It's called, word for it, The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics. That's the whole title. And I think that's pretty funny, and we're moving on.
Sounds like Tokyo Rising Revengeance. Just too many words.
Shut up, David. It's getting intense. I'm losing half of the
are you gonna kick
the
back?
People on the podcast.
Lizzie. Lizzie's half the podcast?
Lizzie's gone.
Half the podcast?
She's far more marketable than all you. Cadence of Hyrule is like dungeon crawling to the beat, like da da da.
Ah! Wait. What is it? Crypto.
Do you know a sick
Necro
beat,
dancer?
My dudes?
Have you?
Oh, there's a new Contra.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And also, like, 80 Contras are coming out at the same time yesterday.
Dude!
What?
Yeah. Heck yeah!
What?
Contra?
I can
it's
finally
one where you lay down
and
blast people in pixels, but now they do it in 3D, and there's, like, a zombie and a panda that you shoot with.
That sounds wonderful.
And a panda?
And a panda bear.
And zombie panda.
See, a panda bear is from Asia. Marvel's Ultimate Alliance. A less fun Lego Marvel Heroes, but not as less fun as I thought. Ninja Theory is going to make a good Ultimate Alliance. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh.
X-Men, Lockjaw, that's not playable. It's all good. And a super duper reveal for No More Heroes 3. Anybody know More Heroes? Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
Explain it.
So basically, you have a super anime, just sort of Western guy. Travis Touchdown is the main guy. He's got a red leather jacket, curl up hair, yellow sunglasses. He's a real cool dude. He has to, like...
Sounds
like a basically, it made you do a bunch of wacky stuff. Like, you had to do this to recharge your Wii Remote
this?
Sword. It's this. It's a little obscene. It's a little obscene gesture.
Yeah. I've been trained for this.
Yeah, that's how they did the game. And that's the whole, like, comedic tone of the game. And it's a little bit extra violent with laser swords and stuff. It's a bit wacky. I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
I support that.
I like the game. And then, coming to Smash Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Woo!
And a very good troll from the Duck Hunt dog.
Yes.
Smash trailers are very good for anybody uninitiated. Smash Brothers is a very fun franchise with Nintendo characters. Yeah. Lizzie, did that make any sense?
What?
No, none of it made sense.
I get paid for this.
Repeat the question.
Okay. No, it's just my job. It's fine. Just lay down over there. It's fine. This is just my main source of income right now. Smash Brothers is good, yeah?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's alright.
Fantastic. And then the biggest reveal, that 1E3, that was a very big, not leaked thing, a sequel to Breath of the Wild in a super spooky Majora's Mask
what?
Style.
Yes!
I have no idea.
Yes!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guys, David had no idea there was a sequel.
Yes!
David Lake.
Yes!
Explain what this is.
Okay, The Legend of Zelda
mm-hmm.
is a franchise
yes.
starring
a
classic hero
yeah.
in sort of green tunic. You know, he's
okay.
like the hero of Hyrule, Zelda. He's so
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I know that much.
He's really talented, saving the Princess Link.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's almost never the same person through games.
Yeah, it's yep. always a different
Except
person. This one is the hero of the wild. I'm guessing that's
yeah.
a random thing
yeah,
to pull out of my head.
It's called like the same design.
But yeah, but this one's real spooky. You go into the caves under Hyrule Castle, and there's
mm-hmm.
a spooky Ganon corpse. And it's real
Ganon corpse.
Yeah. A sequel to Breath of the Wild is announced and in development and looks actually really good and spooky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
David, what's the spookiest experience you've ever had?
Oh.
Have you seen
I know. This.
I have a good one.
One time,
you know, the podcast
got up in the middle of the night and it was dark.
No.
You were dark and it was scary?
And then my cat meowed at me and I thought it was like a wild
tiger. How old were you?
I was
Jenna, what's your spooky story?
Okay. So this actually
hold on, let's go to Noah's.
Year.
Noah's, what's yours?
What are we talking about?
Whatever we were just talking about.
Spooky
what's yours?
Stories?
Just say it. Say the answer to the question I just asked. I mean, I'm sure you heard it because you're on the podcast.
I wasn't listening.
Here,
no?
I'm
sorry.
What's the
answer?
Jenna, tell your spooky tale.
Okay. So basically, there was this time. It was like right around Christmas time, and I'd gotten like these cool little like fairy lights, but they're like shaped like cacti.
Oh,
and I left them on for a really long time, like all day, all night. And then one day I switched it off because they were like flickering, and I was like, okay, maybe the battery's going dead and I just need to replace them. And then I forgot to turn them back on after I'd replaced the battery, right? And so I go to sleep, and then I hear stuff falling off of my desk, and I'm like, what the heck? And so, naturally, me being me, I'm too scared to get out of my bed, so I just stay there the whole night, like, what the heck is going on? And then the next night, I'm like, ooh, I know. What if I leave the lights off again? So I do that, and there's more stuff falling off. So eventually, I just get up and I turn them on. Nothing happened that night. So I'm pretty sure I have a ghost in my room who's afraid of the dark.
Hey!
Or, well, it would be, if he's knocking stuff down, he wouldn't be afraid of the dark. He'd probably just, like, stumble around and, like...
Yeah. He just doesn't have his glasses.
Jenna, can't
go.
See.
Jenna, yeah, it's actually just me.
Why are you in my room?
I get lonely sometimes.
What?
This is really creepy.
What does that mean?
That's worse than a ghost.
Oh, you're the ghost? You're the ghoul?
And Noah's afraid of the dark?
I get rid of my I take he's out not my a ghost. Astral form.
Okay. What's the most ghoulish story you can tell?
Me?
Of your life. What, what spooky happened to you? We're talking about spooks, because in honor of Breath of the Wild, because the audience doesn't care about
Bobby or me?
Both of you at the same time.
So, my mom in the credit union, there was a story.
My dad and his friends, he went into this spooky cabin in the woods. It was like this huge ass villa, right? And then they walked in, they were running away from home or something.
And like they were really shocked because it was really staticky, they couldn't understand anything.
They had like a lighter or something.
And then my mom was like, what the heck is that station?
They were walking through the house,
and then
they realized there's so many paintings on
the walls. And then the lady was like, oh wait, guys, and she held up a cord that had never been plugged in.
And then they just like,
they're
just staring down into this house. And then
it's kind of a mess.
And then so they decided, hey, we're gonna stay here for the night. And then when they woke up, the faces were gone.
Right here.
That was a very good spooky game. Almost as spooky as E3, half of E3 being leaked,
right? My story was.
Got him.
We nearly got ghost hunters to come to that credit union, but my mom's mother-in-law would not allow it.
Dave Nico just asked, what do I think of the leaks of E3? It's not very fun, is it? So, are you aware of a leak? Lauren Rose, Allie. A question for the audience. Are you aware of what a leak is?
Oh, like plummet. Like there's a hole in my pipe.
There's
and
a leak in the boat.
And I need to make sure
very good. Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs, primo Sony animation.
Woo!
It's Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs, too, actually.
Movie.
They're both good.
Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs is a solid movie.
Both of them are good. Noah, you're not saying both.
Both! Cloudies with a Chance of Meatballs. Because one of the words is already plural, so I can't say
okay.
Cloudy
so,
with a Chance of Meatballs.
For those not in the gaming Jenna. And Lizzie.
Lizzie's not here, though.
Lizzie's a ghost.
Wow.
She died.
She's a phantom.
Maybe she's the one who's haunting my room. She went to haunt my room.
A leak is when a news sort of anchor is like, oh, I'm on the hunt. I'm going to get it. Whoa, okay. Information that I know that they're going to announce soon. I'm going to yank that and toss it on my site to get clicks.
Heck yeah.
So basically, they steal a reveal for information, which, you know, in the way of the sort of current administration, a lot of damaging emails leaked.
Yeah.
Instead of announcing it, never.
That's dastardly.
So yeah, it's quite the leak.
Yeah.
Good mess.
Yeah, but yeah, a lot of things were leaked. Elden Ring was leaked because George R. R. Martin is like, yeah, I'm going to do a From Software game, basically.
Nice. Wait, didn't From...
And yeah.
So
it's kind of robbed a lot of
this,
excitement from E3.
Is Elden Ring going to be sort of in the same vein as Dark Souls?
Yes,
it's
Noah, it's From Software. They can't make any other games.
Bloodborne is just Victorian Dark Souls, so I would assume that this one is just going to be Game of Thrones Dark Souls.
It's not Game of Thrones.
George R. Martin. That's right.
He does different stuff. He did the sci-fi show from...
Yeah,
well,
but
sci-fi.
Nobody cares about that. It's all about Game of Thrones.
Oh.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
I don't know if this mic is even working.
What if it turns out that it's not at all?
Wait, we got this one, don't we?
It's not. Oh. Okay, I've been holding for those at home. I've been holding a mic this whole time because I wanted to feel more regal in front of an audience. But I just made myself quite the fool.
They don't know that. It's not.
They don't.
You
know.
Are quite the fool.
Oh,
no, you don't.
They don't know.
They've got us.
Men in Black.
Got
no.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Bobby, no.
What?
Give me a second. Y'all seen Men in Black?
As we were discussing, that was the end of E3, and people have played games that I haven't. And that's just the industry.
Cool. What are you most excited about?
You know
most excited
you know
about?
Black joke.
Like the Harry Potter RPG we talked about.
That's right.
You sound very harmonized with Bella.
It's very good.
Yes.
Disney Infinity is my favorite game. Also, Lego Star Wars is going to be very good. It's all nine movies. All nine of them.
So,
yeah. Dude, Harrison. Last Jedi actually has a chance to be funny with the Lego game. I'm so excited.
Oh my god, that's going to be great. Dude, imagine what the fight with the Praetorian Guard is going to be in Lego.
It's not going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do the whip.
Bubba?
How?
Okay, so, question for you, Harrison.
Yes.
Especially for Breath of the Wild 2.
Of course.
What do you think it's gonna be? Do you think it's the same Link in the same universe? Just on a different
plane? It's a sequel.
A different plane? Well, yeah, of course.
No, it starts out like under Hyrule Castle, they're hunting around, and then it's like the body of Ganon that resurrects.
What are you hoping that they add?
Space. Because, like, Hyrule Castle is lifted.
The Final Frontier or just more?
Okay. We talking Star Trek or are we talking like...
I mean, it would be like...
No, Journey to the Center of the Earth. I want to see some dinosaurs.
Are we talking like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe?
We're talking like...
Dummy.
We're talking space. Like that one level from Mario Party where it's just like a space station.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want Legend of Zelda
like
to be that for a bit.
But
just the laser master sword and like weird allegories for racism and Gorons. That's not going to land because it's Nintendo's.
I really want to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Zelda.
Sounds great.
Legend of Zelda in space.
Zelda in space.
What? Legend of space.
Okay, quick survey. Zelda. What kind of game do you want to go to space right now? After E3. Harry Potter?
Okay, I thought you were saying, like, what genre of game.
Yeah,
what
no.
What do I want to see go to space?
Yeah, like, what franchise? We can't make an original game. It's 2019.
Hasn't Sonic already gone to space? Because I want to see the Olympics in space.
That's what Sonic Unleashed is.
Oh, yeah.
He's a space wolf.
No, I want to see, Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games in space. That's what I want to see.
David, what franchise do you want to go to space? Maybe.
I think there should be a Breath of the Wild 3.
Breath of the Wild 3 is going to be in space.
In space.
In space.
That's your
3.
Breath of the Space.
Breath in space.
Breath of the Stars confirmed.
Yeah.
Done. Yo, Hero of the Stars.
Any franchise, what do you want to go to space? Star Wars?
Star Wars goes to Earth.
No.
I mean,
Earth
Wars. Star Wars in atmosphere.
I mean, I don't want to spoil
atmosphere
season.
Are we talking? We're talking about like just games,
Earth
81 right? 3.
You've been planning.
I have Earth 81-3 planned for 8 years. I'm not even kidding.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're just talking about games going to space, right?
Yeah, just a video game, or a franchise
wait.
Like fictional franchise
wait,
like Mario
Earth
or whatever.
It's
I mean, Harry Potter.
Harrison's RPG.
Harry Potter going to space. It's official.
That's good.
Oh wait, what? That's what Earth 81-3 is.
I don't know what's going on.
What's going on in our
except for the podcast ending.
Right.
All right. Oh, so the audience, okay, the audience has officially lost interest in the podcast. Thank you so much for coming along, everybody, as we've all lost interest in E3. I'm your host, boy, Harrison Cordell. With me is guest boy, David Lake.
I'm out.
See you, Scott.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Kim.
I'm still Asian.